The New York Times comes to Flipboard today. The Nexus 7 announced, Jelly Bean coming soon, Nexus Q already a failure, Google Plus coming to the iPad, Google Glass on its way to a developer near you in 2013, and the T-Mobile CEO resigns. It's Thursday, June 28th, 2012, and this is iWake. I'm Tim Chatton, and this is what's going on in the Apple world today. Good morning, and welcome to yet another edition of iWake. As promised on yesterday's show, today's episode will mostly cover yesterday's announcements at Google I.O. There will be more news coming out of this conference today as you're listening to this, so I'll be covering that stuff on tomorrow's episode. First up, though, is not Google news, but rather the New York Times is integrating with Flipboard. Paying subscribers to the New York Times can now enjoy that wonderful content right with the lovely Flipboard app. The integration comes out sometime today, and this, I believe, is the first of many similar partnerships for Flipboard. So it's an exciting time for that app. Before getting into the real meat and potatoes of the Google announcements, I just want to mention that the unlocked Galaxy Nexus had another price drop. It is now priced at only $349. This is almost half price of its launch price in January. This is something you would never see Apple do. The price drops devalue this product and would encourage me to buy this phone later rather than on day one. The device is available at that price in the Google Play Store. Now, on to the announcements of Google I.O. First up, I want to talk about the Nexus device for the tablet. So, the Google's first Nexus tablet. It is oddly called the Nexus 7. It has the 7 moniker to indicate its 7-inch screen size. The tablet runs the latest version of Android and is priced at $200 for 8 gigabytes and $249 for 16 gigabytes. This device seems to be a rather... Not a competitor to the iPad, but rather a competitor to the Kindle Fire, and perhaps a better version of that. The device itself has a more robust hardware behind it, and has an interface that was built for Google Play. And when they did this keynote, they really did showcase that this device itself was built around enjoying your Google Play content. So those movies you can now buy in Google Play, not just rent, the TV shows that just rolled out today are there as well. And the whole video, entertainment, audio, and apps, it's built for this. The device also optimizes the experience of magazine reading, which is now a part of Google Play, and will run all of your Google Play apps. It seems to be an impressive device, but I can't make any promises as I haven't had hands-on with this quite yet. It has a quad-core CPU and a 12-core GPU. It promises a battery life of 9 hours and 300 hours of standby time, which is roughly 12 and a half days. The iPad, if you forget, has over a month of standby time. You can pre-order yours today at the Google Play Store. It'll be shipping in 2 to 3 weeks. Next, and actually opening their event, was Jelly Bean. Google announced Jelly Bean, and it's going to be a minor update compared to Apple's major 6.0 rollout. The update brings Android to just version 4.1 rather than 5.0, and includes some nice touches. First up in Jelly Bean is something called Project Butter, which aims to make Android buttery smooth, which the iPhone has had since day one because it's part of its whole design. Smoothness was built in with how the iPhone was thought of from day one. I'll be curious to see how well Google's able to do this. It seems that Android has always considered smoothness as an afterthought, and hopefully that changes with Project Butter, but I don't know for sure. A really nice addition to Jelly Bean is offline voice dictation. You no longer need an internet connection for dictation to work. This is something rather awesome, and if they can make it work, I'd be impressed. The OS is also catching up with Apple in many regards. It adds some accessibility features, which iOS has always had. It adds more useful notifications similar to how in iOS you can swipe to return a phone call or see what the email you got is about. The OS also now allows audio apps to integrate in a similar way that they can on iOS, where it shows album artwork and has controls outside of the app as a part of what they're calling notifications. Oh, and did I mention that Google now has a Siri clone? That's right. Siri is built into Google Search, and it has a different sounding voice, but similar functionality. I'm not sure how far the Siri clone will go, but it seems to be quite a knockoff of Apple's artificial intelligence. Google is also, this is kind of a bigger one in Jelly Bean, is watching your every movement with Google Now. It'll display relevant information when you need it. It integrates with your location, calendar, and search history to provide you with important information like when the next bus will arrive at the bus stop you're standing at, when you need to leave to make it to your appointment time by knowing your calendar and Google Maps, what gate your plane takes off at, and much, much more. Kind of creepy, but kind of cool. Jelly Bean will be rolling out mid-July to select devices through an over-the-air update. Next is the Nexus Q. It's what I'd call the one big flop of the keynote. It is an odd device, a little globe that streams content from Google Play and hooks up with your TV and audio system. And Google made a point of hooking up with your best TV and best audio system. This is not allowed to be hooked up to your second best TV. It does not, however, do direct streaming from an Android device, but rather must use your internet connection and your bandwidth to stream from Google Play. So things that is in Google Play, your music and video content purchased there, is available to this device. It is controlled through an Android app, so you'll need one of those if you own this Nexus Q. It can be controlled from your friend's phone as well for kind of a party atmosphere type thing where you have different people select the music. It is kind of an odd device I'm still trying to wrap my head around. The price point is what really kills this for the consumer market. This is $300, and the device does not seem that compelling as far as functionality. The Apple TV seems much more functional and at a lower price point of $100. There is YouTube support in this device, but no Netflix or third-party video streaming of any kind, not even like an AirPlay thing from an Android phone. It is an interesting addition to the Google device lineup, but something I feel is destined for failure because of its price point and limited functionality. Next up, Google announced Google Plus for tablets. It'll be out for the iPad in the next month or so and looks to be a wonderful addition. Google is also rolling out events for Google Plus to compete in many ways with Facebook. No mention of Google Maps was announced at this keynote yesterday. So that's all well and dandy, all very cool. But the Google Plus announcements were interrupted by the Google Glass team skydiving into the Moscone Center where the keynote was happening. It was pretty cool, an interesting demo of the technology. It showed a live video stream of the people wearing these glasses and was kind of a weird part of the keynote. The big part of this, though, is that Google is going to be selling a beta version of the hardware and software of Google Glass or Project Glass to American developers that are attending Google I.O. The shocker, or maybe not so shocker, is the price point of $1,500. That's $1,500. Not a cheap piece of kit by any means. This, of course, is for developers only and attendants, and I'd hope the consumer rollout would be something a bit more affordable. It'll be shipping to these developers in 2013. So before closing out the keynote, they did mention that every developer at Google I.O. gets a bunch of fun stuff to play with and own. The Android Developer Pack gives developers a Galaxy Nexus phone, a Nexus 7 tablet, and a Nexus Q. The tablet and phone both include Jelly Bean. A nice pack of gear that makes the ticket price of around $700 to $800 break even. Now, out of Google I.O. news and into some odd and end closing stories. First up, the T-Mobile CEO is stepping down, that is, in America. According to Engadget, Philip Hom, the CEO of T-Mobile USA, has resigned. Hom is heading back to Europe to be with his family and will look for a career outside of Deutsche Telekom. Jim Alling, the COO of T-Mobile US, will be the new interim CEO, while a search for Hom's replacement is underway right now. Interesting news for sure. Not sure if this was forced or something that he really wanted to give up and go back to Europe. Not sure if we'll ever know the answer to that question. Finally today is a bit of entertainment news. It has been confirmed that BJ Novak will not be returning to The Office next season. He's said to be on occasional episodes, I'm not sure if he is still planning on producing the show or not. BJ Novak has played Ryan for the past 8 seasons. I believe he was in season 1 and has done a great job at it. I'm curious really how much longer the show can go on. So there's a little bit of entertainment news. The show kicks off again in the fall for season 9. Well, that's what's going on in the Apple world today. If you want to support the show, head over to iTunes and leave a review. You can download the podcasting app by Apple to subscribe to the show right there. All you do is hit catalog and search for the show. And if you want to watch the video version of this podcast, head over to YouTube, youtube.com/TCHATEN. Subscribe to that channel there and you'll get all the iWake video shows as well as a lot of other videos I'm shooting and recording for my YouTube channel. Finally, if you want to support the show financially, you can first off click on the ads on that channel because I do get paid through that. And secondly, subscribe to iWake again over at iWakePodcast.com/again. That's iWakePodcast.com/again. That's where I do a Saturday show that's around 30 minutes in length, and that's how you can donate to the Monday through Friday show. So thanks for watching, and join me tomorrow for another edition of iWake. Aloha.